make damage claims if you had an attribution study and had, you know, very concrete quantitative attribution. And her worry was that a lot of countries in Africa and other places around the world don't have good long-term data sets like we do in the US and Canada and Europe. And if you don't have that long-term data, it's very hard to do the attribution work. And so the challenge is, like, there are many more impacts on the world than there are impacts where we're going to actually be able to go in and put and do these calculations on.
In addition, there are also some extreme weather events that are much harder to study. Take tornadoes. Scientists don't have enough long-term data mapping tornadoes' frequency and severity. Without this information, it's difficult to create simulation models on how today's tornadoes compare to those of the past. The same can be said about hurricanes. However, there's more to work off of when studying this phenomenon.
In many ways, hurricanes have the same data problems that we've been talking about, because we only have really good hurricane data back to the 70s when we started observing the Earth with satellites. Because in the past, before that, you would have hurricanes that were out to sea and nobody knew they were there. So the hurricane statistics are not fantastic, but we know the physics behind hurricanes really, really well. And so you can actually do really good attribution for hurricanes using ocean temperature as the driver. And so you look at the attributable change in the ocean temperature and then project that into how much stronger the storm would be.
What attribution scientists can study really well are events like heat waves, drought, and wildfires. Research from the National Academy of Sciences shows that last year, climate change doubled the area burned by wildfires in the western part of the U.S. In late May, scientists at Climate Central analyzed a deadly heat wave that hit Florida for several days.
Where we were looking at the temperature forecast in Florida and seeing temperatures that are, you know, 10, 15 degrees Fahrenheit above what you would expect this time of year, just really getting to, in some cases, temperatures that you don't expect in Florida. I think there was a high of 116 degrees. We were able to go in with some of our tools and we could say that those temperatures are at minimum five times more likely because of climate change. And so this is an event that would be very hard to imagine in a world that didn't have climate change. And part of the reason we're able to do that is because it's temperature, which temperature we have really good data, we have really good forecasts, and we have really good climate projections.
Another important point is that attribution science can also help experts understand when climate change wasn't a strong contributing factor in a natural disaster. This was the case in the devastating Maui wildfires that happened last August.
It was very much kind of an ordinary level of dryness, ordinary level of temperature. There, it was much more about land use, around vegetation, and around the ignition associated with the electrical grid.
From wildfires to hurricanes to extreme heat, each cost billions of dollars every year and lead to countless deaths. Attribution science has the ability to help people better visualize the real-time effects of climate change and the continuing consequences if we stay on this course. Looking ahead, the field will only improve as more data pours in and technology improves. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Andrew Pershing, head to viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, the mysterious anomalies of the universe when Viewpoints returns.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal Podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
You know when a child constantly asks the question, why, after every answer? Maddening, right? Particle physicist Harry Cliff admits he was probably that kind of kid.
You kind of end up either a physicist or a cosmologist. And so that's the kind of mentality, I think. It's that kind of curiosity about the world. And I think I was one of those kids who was probably exhausted my parents by continually asking questions.
Today, Cliff is based at the University of Cambridge, where he works on the Large Hadron Collider. He's also the author of Space Oddities, the Mysterious Anomalies Challenging Our Understanding of the Universe.
Particle physics is really about the most basic building blocks of the world. So essentially, deep down, what is the world around us made from? And how can we understand the world in terms of basically a very small number of basic building blocks and some quite simple rules that govern their behavior? And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to come up with what is reality deep, deep down.
Cliff says there are two theoretical models that describe our world. There's the study of the infinitesimally small. That's the standard model of particle physics, which describes what atoms are made of. Then, on the opposite end of the spectrum, there's the standard cosmological model, which describes the universe. Simply put, it's how stars and galaxies behave and how gravity works.
The problem is, these two theories don't play well with each other. But basically, the evidence from astronomy is telling us that 95% of what is out there in the universe is invisible, mysterious stuff that we call dark matter and dark energy. And we have no idea, as particle physicists, what these things are. So we're in this really weird position of not knowing what 95% of the universe is made from. So we think that there must be more to these pictures than we've been able to fill in so far. And as a scientist, when you see something that doesn't fit your picture, that's the most exciting thing, because it's usually the thing that doesn't fit that is the clue to the next big breakthrough in our understanding.
One example of a scientific anomaly that led to a huge discovery takes us back to the 1960s. It all started when two American radio astronomers named Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson built a huge radio antenna in a suburb in New Jersey.
So you imagine this thing, it looks like a big funnel, basically, a big metal funnel. It's on a rotating turntable. But what it was essentially a radio telescope. So it's a way of looking at the sky and studying it in radio waves. And they were planning to do radio astronomy of the Milky Way and distant stars and various other objects. But when they were turning their radio antenna on for the first time, they picked up this really irritating background buzz, this kind of microwave noise, effectively, in their instrument. It's a bit like turning the radio on and there's this nasty crackling static that's interfering with your piece of music. And they're like, oh, okay, we're not going to be able to do any observations because of this noise.
Penzias and Wilson spent a year trying to figure out what was causing it. It was a chance conversation that one of them had at a nearby university where another physicist said, I think this strange anomaly, this noise you've picked up in your radio antenna, is actually the echo of the Big Bang.
in the 60s, there was still a big debate about the origins of the universe. There was this theory known as the Big Bang Theory, that the universe began with this as a sort of very, very small, hot, dense state that expanded rapidly to give birth to the universe as we know it. But there was another view, which was the steady state theory, which is that the universe had always been here and has been expanding forever. And basically new stuff kind of appears and fills in the gaps. So the universe is eternal and doesn't change. And this signal that they picked up was actually the light from the fireball that filled the universe 13.8 billion years ago, and over the intervening period of time had been stretched from a short wavelength hot white light to a very cold microwave noise, essentially. And this discovery settled the argument, it ended the debate, and we now accept that the Big Bang really happened.
Cliff believes this is the most profound discovery in the history of science, namely that the universe began with the Big Bang.
And that came from this paying attention to this funny noise in a scientific instrument. And that is the power of anomalies. So anomalies sometimes, and a lot of the time, most of the time actually, they are mundane. Usually it's pigeon poo, that's the explanation. But every so often, it's not pigeon poo, it's something really profound, like the discovery of the light from the Big Bang. So that's why these anomalies are so interesting to study, because they every so often are this little gateway, this little doorway to a new way of looking at nature.
One of the anomalies that puzzles astronomers today, which also ties back to the Big Bang theory, is the rate at which the universe is expanding. In the 1960s, cosmologists assumed that after the Big Bang, gravity would cause the expansion of the universe to slow down. But in the 1990s, researchers discovered that rather than slowing down, the expansion of the universe is accelerating. Here's how they measure that rate.
And there are basically two ways of doing this. One is you look at objects in the night sky like galaxies. You use very clever techniques to figure out how far away they are and how fast they're moving, and that allows you to measure the expansion rate of the universe. The other way, though, is you can look at this light from the Big Bang, so this noise that Penzias and Wilson discovered in 1964, and by analyzing the patterns in that light, you can work out what the universe was like very early on, so in the first, 400,000 years of the universe's history, and then you can use our theory of cosmology to run the clock forward to today and predict how fast the universe should be expanding.
But it turns out that the prediction and the measurement don't agree by quite a lot. Cliff says this irregularity suggests there's something big missing from our theory of the universe.
What this is, we do not know yet, but it could be, assuming this is a real effect, it could be some new kind of force in the universe that has shaped it through its history. It could be that this other stuff that we know is out there called dark matter. Perhaps dark matter is much more complicated than we imagined, that it's able to interact with itself, do all kinds of interesting things. It could even be that our theory of gravity is wrong. So it's potentially quite a big deal. This anomaly is still debated, but if it's real, it could be the clue that we're missing something pretty big in our understanding of the universe and its history.
You might be wondering at this point, why is any of this important? What difference does it make in the grand scheme of things?
If you ask scientists why they do this, particularly particle physicists and cosmologists, the reason is it's basic curiosity. So it's this, human beings want to know about the world that we live in, and that's ultimately why we do this research. And that knowledge in itself, I think, has huge value, cultural value as well as scientific. I mean, I think understanding our place in the universe, where we've come from, that I think does have an impact on people's lives, how they think about their lives and, what their lives mean. So it has all these sort of knock-on effects. But more practically, there have been many, many, many real-world impacts from this kind of research.
One example is a particle physics experiment in the 1930s, when the atom was first split using a particle accelerator.
In 1932, at the lab that I work in Cambridge, at the Cavendish Laboratory, Ernest Rutherford, who was a leading nuclear physicist, and his team split the atom for the first time. And this was reported all over the international press, and journalists got very excited and said, Professor Rutherford, could we be using the energy from the nucleus to sort of power our lives? And Rutherford said, nonsense, no, we're never going to get energy out of the nucleus. And then within a decade or so, you have the atom bomb, you have nuclear energy. So this fundamental research, often the impact of it is very hard to predict. But when it does come, it can be really transformative. Nuclear energy is one example. Another is, you know, the discovery of the electron, which is the first particle that we ever found. Again, the discoverer of the electron said, oh, this is just a scientific curiosity. This is a kind of end of the 19th century. It's never going to be any use to anyone. But you couldn't imagine the technology that we use today without understanding electrons.
American science fiction novelist Isaac Asimov said, the most exciting phrase to hear in science, the one that triggers new discoveries, is not eureka, but that's funny. Harry Cliff's book, Space Oddities, The Mysterious Anomalies Challenging Our Understanding of the Universe, is available now online and in select bookstores. To find out more about our guests this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Go back a decade and frozen yogurt chains were popping up left and right. People couldn't get enough of the self-serve setup, low-fat options, and countless toppings. Chains like Forever Yogurt, Menchie's, Red Mango, and more all seemed to be capitalizing on the craze. But in recent years, many of these fro-yo locations have shuttered. What happened? Many industry experts say that the froyo bubble simply popped. What was once a staple in the dessert lineup has now been overshadowed by the next sweet treat trend. Right now, this is cookies. Americans can't seem to get enough of fresh baked cookies that are massive in size and come in a variety of enticing flavors. Some foodies credit Levin Bakery in New York as a catalyst for this trend. The Manhattan-based bakery started in 1995 and had a strong neighborhood following for decades. However, it didn't reach national popularity until 3 or 4 years ago. Today, another cookie chain, Crumble, is pushing out the same big cookie concept, but it's more known for its long list of inventive flavors. In 2022, the CEO of Shake Shack invested $10 million into the relatively new cookie startup Chip City, which also began in New York. Today, the chain has almost 40 locations across the country. While this is impressive growth, the consumers and experts are already saying it's only a matter of time until cookies are out and something new is in. We're crossing our fingers that cupcakes make a comeback. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
To Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. She's won 9 Grammys and 2 Academy Awards by age 22, so it's not exactly earth-shattering news that Billie Eilish is a mega-talented superstar. But I think her new album, called Hit Me Hard and Soft, marks a new peak for Eilish, which is really saying something. The album, with just 10 tracks but a 43-minute runtime, defies the expectation of what a pop album is in 2024. The industry trends would say that it's more profitable to release a streaming-friendly 22-song album that has two-minute songs and choruses perfect for TikTok. But it seems Eilish and her producer-slash-brother, Finneas, aren't concerned with following those pop trends. Instead, they gave us a moody, dynamic, cohesive album that really takes its shape when you step back and view it as one piece. The lyrics are some of the most intimate of Eilish's career, exploring her sexuality, her relationship with fame, a disappointing breakup, and much more, while Finneas's production is once again immaculate. My favorite moment on the album, or maybe in the entire year in music, is the final 30 seconds of Bittersweet into the album's closer, Blue. During Bittersweet, Finneas teases the melody of a beloved early song Eilish used to perform live called True Blue that never got an official studio release. Then the song changes, and Eilish's ethereal vocals take over, delivering the familiar sounds of True Blue to fans who've waited years to hear it in studio quality. And it's astonishing. Her constant control and maturing vocals combine to break the listener's heart before the song veers left, then right, defying your expectations the whole way. Through just two albums, Billie Eilish's career was already a fairy tale, but her third album might just be her best work to date. Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish is now available. I'm Evan Rook.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of patchy fog. Otherwise, we should see mostly sunny skies today as highs warm to the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. And the winds will be light. Now, there will be more clouds on the way for Sunday night. Showers and storms roll in, lows near 60. It's 50 at our studios.
Let's go!
Want to connect with us? We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Do you love the rain? Does it make you dance when you jump with your friends at a party? What's your favorite song? Does it make you smile? Do you think of me when you close your eyes? Tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I
With the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Managua. Weather could have been kinder for the Memorial Day weekend. We just had winds on Saturday that made for a challenge fishing. Walleye is very good, weeds being key, depth varies. Find walleyes along 22-foot breaks in sandgrass, taking black chubs and red tails, working into the weeds, tall narrow leaf cabbage of 10 to 14 feet also producing. Jigging chubs or setting up slip floats with larger fatheads or larger leeches is also working. Casting stick baits over the weed tops in 10 to 14 feet just along breaks and deeper water.
water producing well, using Rattling Rogue's Perfect Tens also. Crappie is very good. Most spawning is done, though some lakes still have some bedding fish. Most consistent bite using small plastics, swim bait twister tails on a 32nd ounce jig through 6 to 10 feet of weeds. Mini mites or crappie minnows under small floats rocking in the wind also produce it. Largemouth bass is very good. Action in 6 to 10 feet of weeds using wacky worms, tube jigs, number 8 husky jerks. Pre-rigged plastic worms slowly retrieved through some areas and a real do-nothing approach. It's been deadly. This has been Dave with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of patchy fog. Otherwise, we should see mostly sunny skies today as highs warm to the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. And the winds will be light. Now, there will be more clouds on the way for Sunday night. Showers and storms roll in, lows near 60. It's 50 at our studios.
And we're back.
Country.
Yeah.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
After
was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
I'm just looking for
I love. 98Q Country.
Somebody like you.
was always a long, cold ride. We ride.